Hey, and welcome back to the new show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better. I am your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Geeks. And like I said, you're listening to the new show, and I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you, from general news to politics and beyond. Now, this week we're going to be speaking about something quite intense as well. And I think it's more in the politics. Yes, more on the politics side of life. If you've been looking on the news headlines and stuff, the news has been speaking about racial disagreements. They've been speaking about Black Lives Matter, gender-based violence. But something that you don't really see people hashtagging about or really speaking about is the farm murders that are happening in South Africa. Yes, I said it right, farm murders that are happening in South Africa. Now, there's so many different reasons why people are saying these farm murders are happening and what it is actually, but it's not something that is trending out there, and it's not something that a lot of people are speaking about. Or, you know, yes, there are protests, yes, and these things, but it's not something that everyone is speaking about. So that's what we're going to be speaking about today. The farm murders that are happening in South Africa, and they've tended to become more violent. They've always been violent, but over the last few years, they've been really, 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 really violent. And that's what I want us to speak about this week. It's going to be quite an intense show. And like I always say, I would really, really love to know what your thoughts are in terms of the farm violence. Or farm murders, if I can put it that way. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Geeks, and this is the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Quest music is hot music.
Never stop.
Quest music is hot music.
Never drop.
Radio has never been better.
In any weather.
Radio has never been better.
In any weather.
Now, the South African farm attacks are violent crimes, including murder, assault, and robbery that take place in farms in South Africa, on farms in South Africa. The attacks target farmers who are usually white and farm workers who are usually black, but you'll have different races. You'll have farm owners who are black as well and stuff. But in this case, most of the farms that are being attacked are owned by white people and have black people as farm workers. Now, black farmers are also victims of the violent attacks, like I said. The term has no formal legal definition, but such attacks have been the subject of discussion by media and public figures in South Africa and abroad. But it hasn't been a discussion like the George Floyd discussion and stuff. And funny enough, I was reading an article on this, and they actually compared the farm violence to George Floyd. And they actually say that the South African farm attacks are the George Floyd situation of South Africa. There is insufficient data to reliably estimate a murder rate for South African farmers. South African government data indicated that between 54 and 74 murders on farms annually in the period of 2015 and 2019, and 48 to 64 during 2010 to 2014, out of an annual murder count of 20,000 total murders in South Africa. These figures are broadly consistent with figures collected by the Transvaal Agricultural Union, a farmers' union. And we can actually see that it has increased by more than 10 over the years. So between 2010 and 2014, we had about 48 to 64 murders. And now between 2015 and 2019, we had about 54 to 74 murders. That is a lot to increase by. Now, due to the problems associated with counting the number of South African farmers and farm murders, it is unclear whether farmers are at greater risk of being murdered than other South Africans. And if you've been seeing the story and this whole thing where we believe that, especially the black South Africans and stuff, where we believe that the land belongs to us and we want it and Since that specific discussion has become a thing in South Africa, the farm murders have also increased. So for myself, I really feel like the farmers are at a greater risk. There's a whole lot of farm murders that are not being spoken about. For instance, there was that whole story with the pregnant woman who was killed. She was stabbed and she was hung on a tree. And around that time as well, there was a farm murder where a woman as well was killed in the farm, but that story wasn't going as viral as the story of the other woman who was killed. And as much as, yes, as a country we have gender-based violence, and yes, there's racism that is happening, there's also something else that is happening that we are not looking at, and that is the farm murders. Now, what are the possible motives behind the farm murders? Now, the South African government believes that the chief motive for attacks is robbery. A lot of people are saying that, no, they just want to rob the place and things like that. This position was shared by Afrikaner rights group AfriForum in a 2017 interview where they stated that they do not believe that there is a racial motive associated with all attacks. A committee of inquiry into farm attacks was appointed in 2001 by the National Commissioner of Police. The purpose of the committee was to inquire into the ongoing spate of attacks on farms, which included violent criminal acts such as murder, robbery, rape, to determine the motives and factors behind these attacks and to make recommendations on their findings. Now, monetary theft occurred in most of the attacks. So when this committee actually looked into the reasons behind these farm attacks, yes, there was murders for some. Some of them, there wasn't a form of murder, but it was very violent and stuff. They found that it was monetary reasons. So most of the attacks were because they wanted money. Firearms were stolen in 23% of the farm attacks, and in 16% of the farm attacks involved vehicles being stolen. Now, the committee noted that there is a common misconception, and I'm quoting what they said, there is a common misconception that in a large proportion of the farm attacks, little is stolen, and various items are stolen in by far the greater majority of the cases. And in those cases where nothing is taken, there is almost always a logical explanation, such as the attackers had to leave quickly because help arrived. Now, what they're basically saying here is that a lot of people don't believe that the farm attacks involve theft. They just believe that people attacked and wanted to vandalize the farms and whatever. But what they found is that in a large majority, in the greater majority of these cases, a lot of things were actually taken. And the only times that they found that things were not taken is because help arrived sooner than expected. The Natives Land Act, adopted in 1913, restricted black South Africans' ownership of land and the right to legally rent land to around 10% of South Africa. But if you look, so that was obviously back then in apartheid times and stuff, but if you look now, a lot of the land that is owned by a black majority of people. If you go to places like the Eastern Cape, which is a province in South Africa, you find that a lot of the land that is owned there is owned by black people. If you go to all these different farmlands in the different provinces, you'll find that a lot of the places are actually owned. There is a majority black people owned farms than there is white people owned farms. But the modern discontent among black South Africans has caused populists to call for a confiscation of white-owned farms in the north. So because people feel that there is more white-owned farms in South Africa, not people specifically, but if I have to be specific, black South Africans feel that more white South Africans own the farms and they believe that it's their land, they've actually called that the white-owned farms get confiscated because of that. The Economic Freedom Fighters, which is EFF, a party founded by Julius Malema. We all know Julius. If you're in South Africa and you keep up with the South African news, you definitely know who Julius Malema is, demanded redistribution of the land and wealth. As of March 2011, 31 million acres of or 25% of the 122 million acres surface area of South Africa, were in the hands of the state. The remaining 91 million acres, or 75% of the 122 million acres, was privately owned. The bulk of white-owned land is probably in the hands of commercial farmers, South Africa's food producers. Their numbers are dwindling rapidly. So we see that in 2012, there were only an estimated 30,000 to 40,000 of these farmers left. Now we're speaking white farmers, down from 60,000 in 1997. So we see that the numbers actually went down between 2012 and we're even seeing it now, that the numbers are actually going down. Now, Johan Berger of the Institute for Security Studies has said that the attacks were motivated not by race, but by greed. The South African Police Service declared in 1998 that there had been no evidence at that time of systematic organized attacks, although the matter was being investigated by special investigators. Ernest Root of AfriForum argued that in 2017 and said, and I'm quoting what he said, farm murders took place at an unusual frequency and were unusually cruel. Now, a lot of people are saying that the farm murders aren't taking place because of race. It's taking place because people are greedy, because people believe. But if you live in South Africa and you've kept up with the South African news, you know that majority, yes, there's people who want to vandalize or want to take stuff that don't belong to them, basically steal stuff in the farms and stuff like that. But a lot of the times, it's because of race. A lot of the black South Africans believe that, no, the land shouldn't be owned by the white South Africans. The land is the black South Africans and all of these things. And because of all this racial conflict that is happening, a lot of people are dying. And greed comes into it. And because of the evil nature that is in the world and stuff like that, people are killed, people are raped, people's mothers, people's daughters, and all of these things happen. And the farm murders are really, really, really brutal, and it's very disheartening. Now, obviously, now if you look at the farm murders, yes, they affect the people that live there. But these farm murders also affect South Africa's food supply. Because if you look, like I said, a lot of these farms are owned by, these private farms are actually owned by people who supply our major supermarkets and stuff like that with food. And when these things happen, South Africa gets affected. According to Agriculture Union, TLSUSA, the country has about 30,000 farmers, each producing food for 1,500 people. Once a farm owner is killed, depending on the circumstances, either the family of the deceased inherits the farm or it is sold. When the farmer is murdered or attacked, we find that the production of the farm stops, and in some cases, people lose their jobs due to the production stopping. The impact would differ depending on the type of farm. Sometimes when a farmer leaves or is murdered, the farm manager or family or someone else continues its operation. But sometimes production stops completely. And this is according to AfriForum Deputy Chief Executive Officer Ernest Roots. Another effect of farm attacks is that farmers opt to sell their farm due to the danger and risk of being targeted. They sell farms and go out of producing food because it is dangerous to stay on the farm. Being a farmer and a worker, you are a soft target. Farm murders have an effect on food security, although it is not to such a degree that we experience it in the shops when buying food. But we do see it in the numbers of unemployment rates. So not only do the farm murders affect the food, yes, eventually these people will find other suppliers. But think of the people who work at the farm. The farm owner is killed, or the farm owner is attacked, and the family sells the farm, or the farm owner moves away and decides to sell the farm. Now, what happens to the people that work on the farm? they now become unemployed, and then their family suffers, and the economy of South Africa suffers because now they can't, do you understand? There is a ripple effect when these farm attacks happen. So as a country, we need to actually step back and be like, what are we doing? How are we affecting our country? And we need to seriously, seriously pray for our country, because we have stuff like GBV, the gender-based violence, which is horrible. We have things like the farm attacks. Yes, we have racism. We have xenophobia. We have all of these things. But this is where now we stand as a country, and we pray for our nation, and we actually like, Lord, how can you help us? Or not how. Lord, please help us. Help us with the spirit that is over our nation, and we actually begin to pray for the nation. And that's the only way that I believe that we can see an end to this violence in the nations, and restoring the family. That is the main thing. We also need to restore families and teach forgiveness within our families, and that way we can actually now see a decrease in the violence that is happening. Like I said, I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and this is a new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
are you ready? Can stream Reactive's very own The Movement album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Reactive, it's a movement.
So we were speaking farm attacks, farm murders, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, so I basically went through different stats, and we obviously see that this has been going on for years, but they keep getting more violent and violent and violent and violent and violent. And people are saying that, no, it's not race. It's more of greed, and it's nothing to do with race. But I think it's got everything to do with everything. Race, greed, whatever, because we are a broken nation at this moment. So we have to just pray for our nation and apply the blood of our nation, and everything will be sorted. You can catch us on our different platforms. We're on www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on Google Podcasts and on Apple Podcasts, and we also on Spotify. So you can get downloading, sharing the show, just copy the link and send it to everyone on your WhatsApp list and stuff like that. Then you can also catch us on our different social media pages. We're on Instagram at ActiveFM777. We're on Facebook /ActiveFM. And we're on Twitter at ActiveFM. So get commenting. Let us know what your thoughts are. Send us messages and whatever. Just get in contact with us. Like I said, this is a new show right here on Active FM, and you can download the show every week. Literally, just get onto Google Podcasts and download the show. Get onto Instagram. Let me know what your thoughts are. So this week we're talking farm murders. So go onto Instagram, go onto Facebook, go onto Twitter, and let me know, what do you think about the farm murders happening in South Africa? So if you live in South Africa and you've heard about them, tell me what your thoughts are. If you're somewhere else in the world, and yes, you've read one or two articles about the farm murders and you don't really understand, or wherever you are, you're also having farm attacks, then you can also let us know what your thoughts are. You can let us know, like I said, on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Facebook, and on Twitter. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and this is a new show right here on ActiveFM, where radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.